Yeah, that was when I first became known. They're like, yeah, if it gets pet below a certain temperature, they just, because they're cold-blooded animals, so they need the warmth to keep going. If the iguana is in the tree, they will just plumb fall out the tree. Can you even imagine?
A falling iguana. But it was this whole big,
yes,
you know. It was this whole big, dramatic. Falling iguana warning.
I guess I appreciate it because you don't, you know, if you, instead of just saying the temperature is going to get down to whatever, they just say.
Falling iguana warning.
Falling iguana.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big city-living, black clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode. Hey, welcome. We'll start over. Welcome to episode 161 of Designer Cornbread. We are so glad you are here and happy fall, y'all.
Listen, fall has struck. I mean, fall, I don't know where it is that you are living, but I am walking outside and it is like a rainstorm of leaves.
It's
and
so
it makes
nice.
Me very happy. They're falling on my head.
It's just fall. We've been waiting, and it's actually really cold here. It was cold yesterday and today.
Freezing, and evidently my heat upstairs is not on. I don't know because I've come in and it's like a popsicle up here.
Okay, so, you got to get that taken care of. Yeah, and so it's wonderful. It did do quite a shift, but it's pretty, and we're actually having. Like, it's not our, probably not our peak, you know, best fall colors ever, but we're having some good color. I was worried that because it was so late and stuff was just going to dry up and.
I just thought we'd have like a storm come through and they'd all just go.
Same. And because it was so dry, but we had a little bit of rain. Welcome to Weather Corner, guys. You know, this is what we do. Yes. That I think helped things stay on a little. I don't know. I'm just blessed. I just want to say that because it's just such a blessing and it's so pretty and the wind is blowing and it's like that bright blue, cold autumn sky. And then there's moody clouds. It's making me very happy.
And our kids got snow today.
They sure did.
Yep. JB, Caleb texted first. He was getting snow in Chattanooga.
Okay. Because Avery was the first. She said the first chat snow hit.
And then JB texted me later, and they were getting snow in Andersonville.
We both have the same, like, we get the same weather reports because we've got our... Thatcher did the same thing. Yeah. He's like, it just started here in Nash. So I'm like, which is so crazy because normally, very rarely do they get, and we don't here. Or at least have the chance, but we just have no humidity, which is fine. But I thought, it's just... I'm in a very happy fall mood. I'm not even going to lie. I had a fantastic weekend. Anyway, I'm just in a great mood, guys. So don't ruin it for me.
Talking about weather, this is my weather corner that I have to say. So first of all, we talk about how the weather people they're going overboard with stuff. And we had gorilla hail in the springtime and it's the polar bombs and the polar
vortex.
I mean, it's just
can't do it.
More and more ridiculous all the time, you know, and now we had the beaver moon.
That's a thing.
I know that it's a thing, okay. But you know, Ron was like, because I walked to the park. Well, once you get, you know, past that little old Presbyterian church there on the corner, then all of a sudden as the moon's rising, that's where you can see it.
Okay.
I just sent him a text because I was walking. I went, the moon. Wow. I mean, it was big and orange and, you know, he was like, is it that much bigger? I said, it's a harvest moon. It was like, yeah. He said, people are talking like this. Like, I said, well, it is big. I mean, but I've seen harvest moon.
But this was the second of the three supermoons that are happening in a row that we get.
Yeah.
Which is
So
different.
Anyway.
Yeah. And it's very pretty.
A news item that comes across my phone the other day.
Okay.
As a weather warning, mm-hmm. beware of falling iguana. It was a falling iguana warning, but it was this huge thing. And I went, oh my gosh, well then, but I read.
It's a thing.
And it's cold in Florida.
Yep.
Iguanas, you know, stiffen up and fall out of the trees.
They do, which we were made well aware of in our previous lifetime of previous events that will go unnamed. Yeah, that was when I first became known. They're like, yeah, if it gets below a certain temperature, they just, because they're cold-blooded animals, so they need the warmth to keep going. If the iguana is in the tree, they will just plumb fall out the tree. Can you even imagine?
A falling iguana. But it was this whole big,
warning.
Was this whole big, dramatic falling iguana warning.
I guess I appreciate it because you don't, you know, if you, instead of just saying the temperature is going to get down to whatever, they just say,
falling iguana warning.
Falling iguana.
We used to have freeze warnings, you know.
No.
Freeze frost warnings, but now it's just a falling iguana warning.
It's a falling iguana. And so take heed, because if there's iguanas up here, if someone has an escaped, speaking of escaped things, what the heck with all the monkeys in Mississippi escaping? Have you heard all that?
Yeah, I'm aware.
What in?
So they were shipping them from Tulane. And I guess, you know, these poor monkeys, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it was research.
I'm sure they're research monkeys, yes.
And they've been injected with God knows what. I don't know. But, I mean, the list that came out, of course, we get, you know, Memphis. We get Memphis News. Mississippi gets Memphis News. So they have to include all that. And so, I mean, it's like, do not approach. They have herpes, COVID, and AIDS, and I don't know.
See, I read a thing that was like, no, they hadn't had any. Tulane's like, no, that was not. They didn't have anything. Because I mean, you're not going to ship.
Do not approach
after it's aggressive. Already.
Yeah, they're aggressive toward humans, and they're infected with it. Did this was all a news story?
I know.
And it's whatever. And so the truck that was carrying these or shipping these monkeys.
Can you imagine?
Wrecked and overturned, and the monkeys were on the loose.
What would we have done, Joni, if you and I had been driving in the area?
Convertible.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
A monkey comes checking up.
I would have sped so fast. Like, you know.
I don't know, but there was a woman, and I don't know if she's taking heat from it, but because she came out quickly. She shot one of the monkeys.
Yes, I saw her. I was going to ask, did you see the mama that just up and shot one?
Yeah, I did not see it, but I just read. She said, I did what any good mama would do.
She did. She was holding her baby on her arm when she had a little interview, and she was calm as can be. And she's like, well, it came up in my yard and my kids, you know, and I didn't know. And so I did what any mama would do, and I just shot that thing dead. I'm like, well, I can't really fault you because...
No, when they're telling you they're aggressive toward humans and they've got all these diseases, they may have come out later and said they weren't. But the initial news story
you're not going to ask questions later when it's a monkey coming.
Loading petri dish.
We're going to get in trouble for this. Well, I don't care. I don't care. But I'm just like, enough with all the animal craziness right now. It's just, it's been a lot.
Falling iguanas, escape monkey.
You guys, the end times. The end times. We're in it. It's here. It probably is. I joke. But, well, I had a great weekend. Just a good. I don't really know. It just was a good. Felt good this weekend. In terms of just had a few little things to do around the house on Saturday, and then, you know, watch some football. Which of course we know it's fine. We didn't. Mississippi State lost to Georgia. We know. We weren't expecting to win.
I left.
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably. Yeah. It's fine. But I had that. I made a little charm necklace for myself last night with some charms that I've had. And I thought, that's all the thing now are these little charm necklaces. And I was like, I bet I could whip one of those up. So I did that. And then we had church yesterday, which was great. And we went to brunch at the art museum. And we went to a beautiful, really cool exhibit that I'm going to talk about a little later. And we had our first fire last night and some whiskey by the fire. And I'm watching... I'm at the same time, you know how you alternate shows, you know, just whatever. I'm at the same time watching through Poirot mysteries again, which that just happened accidentally. I don't know. I just kind of got into one and I'm like, oh, I got to watch them all again, which I've, as Tim likes to say, do you know who, have you seen this one before, Holly? Have you seen this one? And I'm like, you know the answer many times. But I'm watching through those and West Wing at the same, like in the same time period. And I'm just living my best life.
That's awesome.
I usually like to spread them out because those are like two of my favorite all time shows. But I'm just watching them. I'm just powering them through and watching them together.
Oh, girl.
I can't be stopped. I'm out of control.
He's got the binge down.
Right, I got there. It down, you guys. This fall, it's time. And I just let loose with both barrels. I'm like, let's do it. So that's, you know, that's been my weekend. But before that, last week, actually, when I was talking to you last week, it had started earlier in the day. I did something in my back, Joni, pinched a nerve, and I was down in the back all week.
Yeah, that's miserable.
And I've never done that before. And it was... Yes. I mean, I know everyone talks, my poor husband who's had that, you know, before, just for no reason, didn't do anything, didn't.
And yep, that's usually how that goes.
Oh my gosh. And it got worse and worse through the day. Monday, I felt felt it in the morning coming on, and I needed to take my dad to the doctor and do a few errands. Thank goodness I powered through and did all my kind of things that I had to do that day. But by that night, it was like, I mean, you should see. So I've compiled a list. I was down in the back, which I did like that I could say that expression.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just makes, you hear that, you're down in the back. So I was down in the back. And here are some things that I observed from my experience this last week. These are just a few things that are normally not hard to do, but except when you're down in the back. And so one of those was to fill your dog's water bowl that's on the floor. I had to use a watering can. That was interesting. Getting into bed. Our bed's a little bit high, and it wouldn't have probably mattered too much, except it was high. And it was on my right side. So my right leg, I could not lift. I mean, it was pretty bad pain. So my husband had put together this little stool, and my husband, plus about 10 minutes, and I got in that bed. And I was laid so flat. It was a sight.
It hurts to move. I mean, even in the bed. Once you're in the bed, I mean, just moving is...
Yeah, it's just no fun. And I know y'all know. I know this is not breaking news, but to me, it was breaking news. Another thing it's hard is putting on your underwear. That's a challenge when you're down in the back. Yeah. Getting your factor box in from the front porch while trying to not look like a complete idiot while wearing your caftan, that's difficult when you're down in the back. Getting the oven mitt from the bottom cabinet. I used some tongs. I had some tongs and I kind of got some tongs and got my oven mitt.
Like when my grandmother was in a wheelchair and she had that like grasper.
I need the grabber. I needed it. And I swear we have one somewhere, but I don't, where is it anywhere that I could find when I needed it? No. And then the last thing was just getting in and out of the car without alarming people walking by with my shrieks of pain.
Because
it's one thing to feel it, but it's enough. I literally didn't go anywhere till, thankfully, I mean, you know, I didn't have anything else that I had to postpone a doctor's appointment, but I'm like, that's fine. Until I think I got out Thursday, it got better. It's still there a little bit now, but it got better. But, cause this last week was my week to get, Christmas in at the booth. So I was going to have to be toting and then my back did this and I'm like, oh, you know, but I was able to get it done Thursday and Friday. And it's doing a little bit better. So, but I was down in the back.
Down in the back.
So other than that, my kids all went camping together on Friday night, Joey and Avery and Thatch and Hud all just had a little one night camp out down near Chat. They said they were doing the sibling camp out. And so they did that on Friday night. And nothing makes me happier than when they get together. It just makes my little heart. And thankfully, a really nice little, really cool bonus thing because they weren't sure about the weather and it was going to be okay. It was still warmish then. It wasn't as cold as it is now, but there was like chances of rain and they were trying to figure that out. Well, Joey's boss, where he works down in Chat, he works for a company called Moxie Van. Really cool. They're the ones that like custom finish out like Sprinter vans and Ford, whatever the Ford version of that, I can't remember, for like camper vans, you know, the people that do the van lifing and all that kind of stuff. And so they put all the stuff, they finish out the inside, they do it's really, really, very cool. Anyway, his boss on Thursday night was like, "Hey, we got our van. Do y'all want to borrow the van for that night?" So it was very, very nice and very, very cool. So they got they showed up in a really nice little van, which saved the day because it rained and they would have been soaking. And they were hammock camping. They weren't okay. They didn't even have tents. Okay. Yeah. So as Avery said,
not right. Yeah.
She said, well, the boys were all, she was like, we were getting ready to, cause there's like a part on the top that flip, like goes up. And there's like a little bed up there. And then there's two twins and another spot to sleep in the main part of the van. Anyway, so it was getting time for bed and they knew the rain was coming in, and Avery was like, I'm going to sleep in that up part. And that way, if you guys, cause the boys were like, all the three boys were like, no, I think we'll hammock. We'll just do it. Yeah. Excuse me. So she was like, I'm going to go up in that top one. So when y'all need to like hit crash into the van, I'll be out of your way and you can get in there. So, but they did end up making a wiser choice and going ahead and sleeping inside the van instead of waiting out in the middle of the night and getting soaking wet. So anyway, that was their adventure. It was a good time. So what about you? What is going on this weekend? What did you do? What did you get up to?
We went to, we had a Veterans Day memorial service there down. We've got a Veterans Park. And so we had a service there for the veterans. And one of the guys was speaking, and he's our, he does economic development or something in the city. I don't know, but we know him. His name's Timbo. So after it's over, Timbo comes running up to me, grabs me on the, he says, I have to tell y'all something. I said, okay. So the keynote speaker leaned over to him and said, and this won't mean anything to anybody not from Tennessee, but said, I didn't know that Congressman Kustoff was going to be here. Why is he not on the stage with us? Because you had up there, you had the state senator and the mayor and, you know, several governmental, the county mayor. And, you know, he was like, why is Kustoff not on the stage? Well, he should be up here. And Timbo said, I'm looking around going, I didn't know he was coming. And he said, I didn't see him and all of this. And he said, where is he? So they're discussing this on stage, whispering all of this, looking for Kustoff. He said, he's right over there. He said, but he's dressed down. Like in that American hoodie. And Timbo said, so when I got up to speak, he said, I couldn't see where he was talking about. He said, I got up to speak. I looked over there and there sat Ron Schenck. Timbo said, I barely got through my speech. Anyway, so
wait, Ron was where? He was up on the stage?
He was sitting by me out in the crowd.
Okay.
That's what this Hooper thought it was.
They thought he was the...
He thought he was Kustoff, congressman. So I've been calling Ron congressman now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because he's a U.S. congressman.
Apparently
And so...
oh my gosh, that's funny.
Anyway, so yeah, when Timbo realized that he thought Ron was Kustoff, Timbo said, I barely got through my speech.
Gave him a good little...
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
We did that. And then the baseball team was selling... butts that they'd smoked. And so I bought one of those and we went and picked that up. And then I got back and started watching the Mississippi State game. And after halftime, I decided that I would just go and go downtown and buy gifts for my secret sister.
That was a good choice.
They had open house going on downtown.
Oh, nice. So, okay. Yeah.
So all the lights, you know, once open houses start, they turn all the lights on downtown. You know, we get our little Hallmark town.
Oh my gosh.
And they don't light the tree until December, that first weekend in December. Okay. If you are around Savannah, Tennessee in December, I highly recommend coming to the, you know, every weekend it's called Christmas on Main. And it looks like a little Hallmark movie.
I mean, I'm sure it does. I've never been able to come. Did I come? What?
You were there that Thanksgiving and it was lit up.
But yeah, really close to, but I've never been able to. That's on my list one of these days.
We have a skating rink and carriage rides and little crafts, and Santa is there and
crafts.
All kinds of crafts.
I love crafts.
All kinds of little things going on.
That's awesome.
Train ride. And, yeah.
It's that time of year, you guys. We're in it now.
We are in it. And I've been little by little putting up some trees in rooms that nobody really goes in yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron's kind of on board with me. He said, why? Because I put one up in the bedroom. And he said, why? He said, Joni, it is not Thanksgiving yet. I said, I know, but this keeps me from getting stressed out.
It really does. It really does.
And these are not like highly decorative. It's just a tree with white lights on it.
Listen,
I don't, you know,
as I've gotten older too, it's so much work.
Yeah.
And it feels shorter and shorter.
Yes.
Every year that the Christmas season from December to, you know, New Year's just flies. And if you're busy, you know,
I don't want to enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. I just am like, just enjoy it. Put it up when you want. Put it up when you can. Enjoy it.
I don't want to do all the, you know, Christmas decoration. Mm-hmm. And I'm not hanging up stockings. I'm not
putting
highly decorated trees. I don't want to do that. But, you know, the soft lights.
It's so pretty. When it gets dark like this, we need that light. And then I leave those up. Like, again, if it doesn't have decoration, those are winter trees now.
Yes,
and they can just stay up through January because, again, you know, it's not just for Christmas, man. Lights are not just for Christmas. We need them. We need all the lights. I got my battery candles going.
No, I know. Yeah.
I got to have some cozy situations because otherwise I'll just take to the bed.
Yeah.
Which is pretty. I haven't go to bed though. Like, I mean, I'm like a farmer in the olden days. Like, Tim and I will look down and it's 7:30, 8 o'clock. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah. But I like this time. I like it just gets peaceful. I don't know.
It is.
And I love walking up the park in the dark and all that. So
that is nice. Anyway. Looking in people's little lit, you get to like see in little people's front living rooms and their little, you know, because the lights are on. You get to stalk people with nobody knowing. It's awesome. I love it. I love that. Well, speaking of, you know, I was thinking today. So, guys, you're just gonna have to get ready in the next few weeks because I reflective Holly is here. Okay, reflective in her feelings, reflective. Holly is in her full power. You know, when you have an art history and philosophy double major in your midst, it should surprise no one. And this is how I like to think about things. I like to ask questions. So I'm having some deep thoughts, some of which I'll probably share next week a little more because I don't want to talk the whole time this time. I got to give Joni has things to say. But one thing that I did want to just talk about, which was a neat experience on Sunday, as I said, we headed down to the art museum, and which is my Hi, Shadow. She's put up her precious little dog. Do you miss me, Shadow? He said yes. You guys, he said yes. Okay, that was too much. He's not a lap dog. He does not like to be on your lap.
He did. He sat here and acted like he wanted on my lap. And then he gets up there and he's like, no.
This is not as fun as it looked. But anyway, so we went down to the art museum. We had a little brunch at the little restaurant, just a little lunch. And there, I didn't bring it up here. Well, of course I didn't, but it didn't matter. There was a big new exhibit. in, it's in a couple places in the museum, but it doesn't matter. And it's by an artist I'd never heard of. His name is Anselm Kiefer. And the name of the exhibit is Becoming the Sea. And the part that we went and looked at was just in the St. Louis Art Museum, there is a big, the main entrance, there's the huge, giant open room called the Sculpture Hall. And it's just an enormous, grand, big marble, you know, room. And the galleries are all off of it, but it's this big central room and it's called the Sculpture Gallery. And so part of the exhibit was in there. Excuse me. Okay, I'm going to cut all that out. It was in there, and designed for that exhibit, for that space, this artist had created these ginormous pieces of art, paintings, that filled in each of the alcoves that are in that room. And we're talking, I mean, they're huge. They're just massive. And I think there was five of them. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, five of them in there, and they're just giant, and you could read all about what they meant and all that. But just to see something that big, and so everyone's just in there, and you're just looking around, and you have to be kind of far back, and then you can get up close, and you can just see all the paint is real thick and real layered, and they were really cool. They were surprisingly, you know, I didn't know what to expect, but they were really neat. And then two of them, the guy had come to St. Louis years ago. This is his second, I think 20 years ago. Anyway, he had come and spent about 9 months in the area and had been really inspired by the river and the area and the bridges and the all that stuff. So two of the works, one of them shows is inspired by the Mississippi River here and has a big bridge, you know, looks like a railroad or high, you know, one of the old, couldn't tell which bridge specifically. I don't think it was a specific one here, but it was inspired by or whatever. So a huge bridge. So Tim was loving it. You know, he was like, look at that. You know, he's a bridge engineer. So it was very cool. And then there was another one that was based on, and you could see, you could tell it was based on one of the big lock and dams here up in Alton, which we've been to many times and driven over there. It's just giant. In fact, it's the most southernmost lock and dam on the Mississippi River. It's the last one. And Tim's actually done some work on that. So here was this lock and dam and this cool bridge. And then the other paintings were different. And it was so neat. And I was thinking, I told Tim, man, because Tim really loves, he loves art though. He's a very cultured fellow. As he says, once he met me, he said,
he started using Caswell Massey soap.
It's changed him for good. It's changed him for the good. He likes that and I appreciate it. But he's always been interested. But I told him, I said, man, I said, you should bring your bridge group, your little engineers, you should have a little field trip from Parsons and y'all should come down here and just have a little 15 minute, you know, and bring them all down here, get off, let them off early when, you know, whatever, and say, we're heading down here and let them experience that. Because what it made me, I've been very, very interested, for my whole life, but lately I'm very, concerned / interested in, you know, how design, what's happening in design nowadays, because quite frankly, there's a war on beauty.
Yes.
Things are getting in some ways uglier and uglier. No decoration.
Just streamlined and
very streamlined and hard. You know, you look at a school building now compared to a school building, and I'm not saying don't make things, I'm not saying don't modernize.
No arched doorways, no
beautiful, you know, materials, things that felt, you know, wood and some beautiful decor and beautiful doors and things like that, that you know. And now it's hard to tell a high school from a prison.
Yeah.
You think I'm lying? I will show you all pictures. High schools, they look like prisons. So I digress. But my point is, I've been thinking a lot about it. And I just like bring them down there and do a little field trip. And say, you know, and not every project can't be this. I totally understand that. But it's like the things that you're designing, you know, will the bridges and dams and things that you design in you know, future, will they inspire future artists? I mean, something you design could be inspire an artwork.
Yeah.
That's how important, and not every project is that. Some bridges are extremely modest. I mean, I'm not saying everything has to be, but it's just that point of thinking as engineers and as people that are designing these massive things that are so much a part of our life, that you see an artist who on this huge scale has featured these things that seem every day, and they are every day, but engineers designed those. Those aren't even architect designed. And they are being featured and really send this beautiful, interesting message in this gigantic artwork. And it just makes you go, how will what, you know, does that change the way you think about when you design things? Does that change the way, you know, we kind of look at the things around us? And I thought it was really cool. So we'll see if he takes me up on it. So you're welcome, guys, if you get a field trip.
Sure.
Make him buy you pizza. Make him buy you dinner when you go on your field trip. But it was so cool. And here's the other thing that was really, really cool, which again, stuff like this doesn't happen in other places. We're walking around, we're looking at the art, and we kind of walk up to look at this one, and there's a middle-aged to younger, probably 30s, early 40s aged guy standing there looking. And I don't know, we weren't talking to him. We were just kind of standing there, and he says something to us. He starts up a conversation with us. And he's like, about the painting, about the artwork. He's like, these are just unbelievable. He was so struck. They're overwhelmingly unbelievable. They're so huge. And you're like, they're really quite engulfing. And he was like, these are just unbelievable, aren't they? And we started this whole conversation about these pieces of art and that one there. And that one's inspired, you know, he used to come to St. Louis. He's not from St. Louis. He's from Dallas. He lives in Dallas. He used to date a girl from St. Louis when he lived in Memphis. So he's been to the art museum before and was just killing time and came. And, you know, we had this whole conversation and talked about the art. And what about that one? He's like, yeah, that's this. And that's the, you know, he and Tim were talking about the dam, and he was telling the guy where that is. And that's a real thing. And we had this whole conversation about these works of art because it really stirred something in that person to just say something to a random stranger, which happens less and less in big cities. It probably happens more in smaller towns where people might just kind of randomly have a conversation, but it feels like it happens less and less. But it was just really cool. It was
we talk to each other down here.
Yeah, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we do. I'm using that as a very,
sure.
But like you just kind of, everyone's in their own world. You know, you're just in your own thing doing, and it was just a nice, you know, a nice little conversation. And it kind of talks about, again, it just makes, I left there going, man, this is why art matters. This is one reason it matters, because you can engage with it, and then you can engage with one another about it. And I don't know, it just felt really good. So that's my 2 cents for the day.
Well, speaking of St. Louis and exhibits around St. Louis, I saw an ad the other day for St. Louis Zoo at Christmas time. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to have to come up and go to the zoo at Christmas time.
Well, come on. I know the zoo, the zoo lights, it's called Zoo Nights or Zoo Lights or something, Zoo Glow. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know, but it was some pretty pictures.
They are pretty. You would like it. You could walk around, be jolly, sing to the animals.
Did they sing back?
Maybe some of them might. Yeah, there's a ton of holiday and Christmas stuff all over town. Everything does something, so it's pretty cool. Do we go to all of them? No, we sure don't. But that's okay.
No, there's not enough time. It's like Christmas needs to be, you know, like 3 months so you can go to all these different places.
Yeah, that is something that, again, like I said, I feel like the season is so short and I enjoy it so much, but it is like so compacted, because by the time you And we're not even at that stage anymore where we've got kids at home and kids programs and all the end of school program and the church kids pageant, you know, all the things.
I'm still all in it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I was always in choir at church. Yeah. So we always had our church choir, you know, our big Christmas thing and then this and that. By the time you do all that, you know, there's not enough weekends to, which maybe says something again, which I can self-reflect on and go, you know, that's why I think every year it becomes more and more important to me to really curate and really choose the things that I want to go to and that I want to do.
Speaking of, we are going to the Amy Grant Vince Gill Christmas at the Ryman.
Pretty excited about it. I'm pretty excited.
Him too, in December. We are very excited.
We are.
Where are we staying, Holly?
I'm staying in my son's apartment for free.
Dude, you were supposed to find a place for us. It was your job.
No.
We talked about that. That was your job.
Was it really?
Yes. Well, but you were finding a place for us all.
I didn't know that was my job. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know where you're staying. I'm staying with my son's apartment.
All right.
With our dog and our, it's a whole situation.
All right.
She's like, oh no. I think that means you tell Ron you have to stay at the,
stay at the Opryland Hotel.
That's where you need to stay.
Checking the room. It's probably filled up.
I bet you can. Oh yeah. I bet you can. If you do it quick. I guess that wasn't, I didn't know that was my job. I'm sorry. I failed you again. But we're going to have a good old time. So we are wanting to, and then we're going to go home Monday. So that way, I didn't know what time on Sunday y'all need to, but we'll have, because you don't have a very far drive. So
we'll have to leave because we have the children's Christmas program at church and I'm in charge of the
Oh, I got you. After. I got you.
So I will have to.
What time is that
I can
at?
Do most of it before I leave. It's like at 6 or something.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, we can like do lunch.
We can do breakfast. That's what I was thinking. We're like, well, let's do the boys. Let's invite JB and Thatch and let's do brunch or something somewhere. Okay. That'd be fun. Yeah. So it's exciting, but you do have to pick the things that, you know, you have to be, you know, there's like a certain couple of, we're missing one of the Christmas concerts that we really, because we're going to be in with y'all in Nashville. So we're missing kind of one of the ones that we really like to go to, but we'll make sure we've got a couple others that just, you know, an even song here and a thing there. And we'll just do some of those. And, you know, again, not having little kids, it changes it, but it's not all bad. Like you get to do some of the stuff that you maybe didn't do before, you know? Right. So it's pretty cool. I love it. Well, anything else? What's coming up for you this week?
Not much.
Anything weird? You don't have anything, big things you're cooking for except church?
That's pretty, we've got the church and I think that's pretty much we're closing. Okay. We're starting to
round things down.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to do big Thanksgiving lab.
Oh, nice.
So that they get their Thanksgiving meal and all that. So it's interesting. They've cut our funding some, you know, I've talked about, we get some federal money for labs and stuff and, food prices have quadrupled. And my classes have doubled.
And your funding hadn't done anything.
My funding hadn't done anything except this year it went down.
Oh.
So, you know, it's like, come on, guys. This is, you know. So. Anyway, that's that. And here we are.
I'm sure you'll make it work. I'm sure you'll get them little sweet potatoes cooked up and that kind of good stuff. Did I tell you about those shirts I saw? I don't think I did. There were some shirts on Instagram that keep getting served to me, and I was real tempted to get one, but I was like, oh, I don't think I can get it by Thanksgiving, and I don't know, it just made me happy. They're kind of like, they look like athletic t-shirts, like the writing, you know, how like that school kind of writing on there, and they have different ones, but the one I wanted is a dark green, and it just says green bean casserole, and it's got like a casserole dish in the middle. But it's like an athletic team, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like your team green bean casserole.
Casseroles, yeah. Yeah.
And they have a mashed potatoes.
You know, what would be great is if you had like, you know, multiple families coming to Thanksgiving. And this family was the green bean team and this family was the potato team. Mm-hmm. And
or each member of the family has one of the shirts. And then when you get together, you split off and then you play some kind of game. And, you know, there's all some, I could see something like, but they're the cutest shirts. There's like a pumpkin pie. There might even be a cornbread one. I'm not sure.
That's hilarious. There's got to be, surely.
I mean, you would think. Yeah. But the one that was just like green bean casserole with a casserole dish, I just felt like I needed that. Yeah. But anyway.
That's so great.
I didn't do it this year. Maybe we'll see if it goes on sale. Put that on my Christmas list. Oh, anyway, well, that's all. I don't know what I have coming up this week. Kind of more quiet. The booth is kind of settled, so I don't have too much I have to run in there and do. Just a little bit of tidying up and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, this week's a little more quiet for me too, which I'm kind of happy about. So I'm going to stain my shelves. I'm going to finish the shelf project in the dining room is getting finished this week. Tim cut all my boards that I needed. So I think I can finish that, which then means I can get my dishes and everything figured out in there before the holidays. So that makes me happy.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. You want me happy. Are you ready for your recipe or did you leave it down?
Sure, I am. Well, I left it down.
Okay.
So I won't go as in detail, but I can tell you the basics of it.
Okay.
So I think that I have given you all every Thanksgiving recipe that I use every year. So, but I do have an interesting take on the green bean casserole.
Mm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It is a green bean gnocchi casserole.
What?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So you're going to get about 1.5 pounds of green beans and boil them for just a couple of minutes and then dip them. I mean, take them out, put them in ice water. Mm-hmm. You want to stop that cooking process because you do want it. You want them that tender crisp.
Right.
And so then you're going to put those in the bottom of a 9x13 pan, get some butter and again, I'll post this on the website. So you've got all the measurements.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And melt some butter and put in onions and saute your onions up and then add a little bit of garlic to it. And then you're going to put that over your green beans.
Mm.
Once that's done, you're going to make a roux again with your butter and flour and some heavy whipping cream and get that going. And then you're going to take 2 packages of gnocchi and put in that. You may have to break them up because you're not boiling the gnocchi. You're not doing any of that. So you may have to kind of break them up if they're sticking together.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you don't know what gnocchi is, it's just little like potato dumplings.
It's more starch. We're adding more starch to your one dish that's a vegetable.
A vegetable. You need it.
We got to fix it. We got to fix that.
And a cream sauce.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, come on.
I mean.
That was almost healthy, that green bean casserole, if it wasn't for this.
But then, once you get that broken up and you cook it a little bit, then you're going to pour it over your green beans and you're going to bake it for a little bit. So. And that's the basic recipe. Again, I'll put it on the website. But
do you top it with anything or do you just kind of...
A little Parmesan.
Oh, a little Parmesan. Okay. That sounds really good, actually. Like a different... Yeah. Like you said.
Just a different take on green bean. You know, I mean, it's...
If you're tired of the classic...
Tired of the classic green beans.
I don't know why you would, because I'm team green bean casserole, but whatever.
That's it. Yeah, green bean gnocchi casserole.
Oh, man. That sounds really good. Okay. It's also your top three.
I know.
Top three.
I'm
Did
ready.
Did I bring it up? No, yeah. I didn't. Okay.
But you have your pretty necklace on. That's all that matters.
I do have my
She's
necklace.
Got her beautiful pearls on, y'all.
The Aveda, how do you say it?
Aveda.
Aveda.
Mm-hmm.
Aveda hair gel for curly hair.
Oh.
It is a gel. You put it on when your hair is soaking wet.
Okay.
And anyway, it's for curls. You know, curls are always the problem here.
They can be a struggle.
But, I am really liking that brand in the gel. So that's one. My second one happens to be at the Opryland Hotel.
Oh.
And it is, they have their ice display.
Oh.
And this year it is the peanuts.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Okay, we're going to go. We'll go see that. You can stay there and we'll come meet you and we'll go see that.
That's
so helpful. I found you a place. What do you want from me? I didn't know my son was going to be living there whenever I apparently got this job.
Yeah. So, so Peanuts on Ice at the Opryland Hotel. It's not Peanuts on Ice. It's not the
show. It's sculptures.
They're ice sculptures.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could get our picture made with Snoopy.
I know. Well, I did look. My kids have always said they're the Peanuts. Mm-hmm. And JB is Charlie Brown. Mm-hmm. Caleb is Linus. And John Garrett was Snoopy. Oh, I mean, it's just their...
Yeah.
It's just how they are.
I can see it.
I had them line up. They stood beside the sculptures. I took their pictures with them. Mm-hmm. Because remember, Caleb always had that blanket. He carried that blanket. And it went on my crib set. And so I thought, I didn't know what I was going to do when John Garrett was born. Because I thought, I'm not getting that blanket. And I didn't get that blanket back.
Nope. You're like, that's not going back in there.
Yeah, no. John Garrett was just mismatched. And
that's fine. The third one doesn't care.
It doesn't. Yeah, who cares? Here's your blanket. You're all right.
You're lucky you get anything. Yeah. Oh, that's cute. Oh, that is fun. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And my third one is these honey... Hang on, I don't have it, but they're pistachios, but they're honey. It's a honey flavored, it's a sweet, spicy pistachio.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really good.
Nice. Okay, like got spicy, like wasabi kind of spicy or spicy?
No, it's
like...
not that. No, it's not hot.
Okay.
No, but it's a good sweet heat mixture. Oh, nice. And it's really good.
Okay, that does sound good. I love pistachios.
Again, I'll link it all because... Evidently, I'm not qualified to be on the podcast.
It's fine. It's fine. Everyone loves you. It doesn't matter.
We are.
You know, you get what you pay for, guys. So guess what?
Just say top three is Holly's idea because I'm not a shopper.
It was. I know. You do pretty good. You always have fun little things that, you know, it's fun to just share stuff we're liking, you know? That's what I always, because then I get ideas and I'm like, oh, like that, like the pistachio. I'm like, I think I might need those. So, excellent. Well, we will see what happens this week in football. I don't have this coming week. Vanderbilt barely pulled it out. Again, why am I blanking?
Because we're very organized.
I was very
Missouri State plays Mizzou this week.
They do. Which they've got a shot. They've got a really good shot at it.
Here, look, we'll just talk about it for a minute. I thought, maybe we can beat Georgia.
There was a maybe.
But you know what? We played terrible.
Yeah.
Every time I think, maybe we can do this, we play terrible. And
the penalties
were
back. Yeah.
It was bad calls. Yeah. It was, you know, the whole thing was just defeating from beginning to end. Yeah. But anyway.
When we scored and that got exciting because we were like, okay. And then
we scored quick.
I don't like it when we score quick.
Well, and then though, look, I don't know why we went at, I mean, this is early on in the game and we went at fourth down. We should have kicked a field goal.
Yep.
We went for it and we were playing not great at that point. And I was like, do not go for that. Take the points.
That
was the beginning of the end right there.
Yeah, it was. So it got kind of there was a maybe in my mind. I thought maybe, and then it all went downhill. But against Mizzou, they really have if they snap back up to how they've been playing, because Mizzou's quarterback is out, they're playing with this poor true freshman who had his first start in a game.
Oh, bless him.
And they were playing, A&M.
Yeah. Oh.
Like the hottest team right now in the whole thing. And they were playing and this poor fella came out. So it probably will be a really good game. And if State can just win one more game, they can be bowl eligible. They just need six, I think. So between this and then hopefully like a crazy Egg Bowl situation?
I don't know.
You never know. Egg Bowl's crazy. Is it?
Egg Bowl is crazy.
It's crazy. Is it at Ole Miss or is it in Starkville?
It's at Michigan State. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which I'm kind of mad at my kids because they've all now decided to Friday go to Starkville and they're just going to go from there. They're not coming here. I could have gone to Branson with y'all.
Are you ready
for Thanksgiving?
Slaughter all of them.
You know, but they were all going to be here for the weekend and whatever. And now, I'm like, dude.
You guys, it's like, we do make plans, Dad and I.
I'm thankful that you think that my life revolves around you.
Yes, it used to. But it doesn't anymore.
But yeah, it just.
Oh, that's a classic, guys. Welcome to adult kids. You have no control. You don't always know what's going to happen. It just happens. So. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens in football next weekend, but it's still some good games coming up. So we will see, but hope you guys have a great week. Hope it's really pretty where you are and that you're starting to get in the holiday mood and in the reflectiveness of November, which we just love. So until next time, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch.
Oh, thank you. Hang on, say something. I'm going to test this sound again. Keep saying stuff. Keep talking. You're not. Don't play with me. Don't play. I am trying to improve our quality.
Improve the quality of the podcast.
Okay, now keep saying stuff.
On your cornbread.
Keep talking.
So Ron showed up at school today and was dancing with students. And it was very awkward. Okay. And how's that?
Okay, that was good. I'm going to make sure that gets in as the blooper at the end. Okay, I think we're okay. I don't know, you guys. I'm trying. She's not helping.